A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Samach Gimel, Psachim 63a, pagination page 125, the Mishnah, which can be found about 12 lines from the bottom of the page. Hashochet es haPesach al haChametz. A person who shechts the Pesach, together with owning Chametz, over below Saseh, he's in violation of a mitzvah in the Torah. Let's skip to the Gemara, which is two lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, La'olam eno chayev atsheya chometz l'shochet o l'zorek o l'echo b'mei chabura. The chometz has to be owned by one of the intrinsic people to the karban. And it has to be with them in the Azara, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Karban is being brought. Rashi explains that the word Allah, Lo Sishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi, that you should not bring the Karban Pesach al Chametz, together with Chametz, the word al means next to. The pasuk is found both in Parshas Mishpatim and in Parshas Kisisa. And the comparable verse would be Va'olav Mata Menashe. Next to them was the tribe of Menashe, where we see that the word Olav means next to. And Rish Lakish takes this quite literally and says you're not in violation unless the Chametz is with you with the Karban Pesach when it's being brought. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan says, even if the chometz is not with you in the Azara, which is the way the Rambam brings it, Paskins, he doesn't make any conditions where the chometz has to be, and he does not infer in a literal sense that the chometz has to be together with the Karban Pesach. B'maikom eflegi. What are they arguing about, Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, about the proximity of the chametz? What's the logic behind it? You would tell me whether the word al means next to, if it has to be in the same area. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish sovar al besamach. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish requires that it be in close proximity. Rabbi Yechanan sovar lo b'inan al besamach. And Rabbi Yechanan says you don't need them to be in close proximity, which would be a great way to understand this machlokes, because they both look at the pasuk in the Torah that says al, not to bring the Karban Pesach when there's chametz, using the word al, and one understands the word al to mean near, and one understands that it has nothing to do with near as long as you're owning it. Asks the Gemara, that's great, that's a phenomenal explanation. The problem is, v'afligu b'chada zimna, we already had such a machlokes. If that's the yesod, that's the foundation of their argument, we already learned this, that they interpret the word al differently. Ditanan, as we learned. Hashachet toda lefnim, a person shechts the toda properly, v'lach b'chutz l'choma, but its breads are outside of the wall. Lo kiddush halechem, the bread does not become kadosh, it's not close enough to the karban, and the pasuk says, al zavach hatoda chalos, you're going to bring the karban toda with the chalos, with the loaves, al, and in this case, it's not qualifying to be mekadosh, to sanctify the bread. My chutz l'choma, what does it mean outside the wall? Rabbi Yechanan amar chutz l'choma space pagi. Rabbi Yechanan says it was very far away, it was out of the area. Ava chutz l'choma su azara, but if it's just outside the wall of the azara, kaddish, it definitely would be kaddish, even though it's not literally next to, because that's Rabbi Yechanan shita, that al does not have to be in very close proximity. V'lobo inan al basamach, and you don't need it to be next to. The only reason it doesn't work here is because it's out of the area even that it's going to be eaten. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, Afilu chatz l'chomas v'azara, even if it's just out of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, lo kaddish, alma be'inan al basamach, you need something much more close, much more in close proximity in order to fulfill the word al. So this is a fascinating kasha over here the Gemara is asking. We agree with you that the logic of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would have its underpinnings, its foundation, in how you define the word al. Reish Lakish is saying it's got to literally be with. Rabbi Yochanan says even if it's not quite with, it still qualifies for the requirements of the Torah in the case of Korban Pesach to be a violation of Chametz with Pesach, and in the case of Todah, to be in close enough proximity that the bread would become sanctified together with the Korban. And Reish Lakish is arguing, no, it has to be enormously close. The problem, which the Gemara is confronting, is simply that this logic is so straightforward, so logical, so in sync with the way they ruled by the loaves of the Korban Todah, that we can't imagine why they would be arguing about it again. By Pesach with Chametz, we should be able to extrapolate that on our own. Let's drop down to about halfway down on the page. The first words on the line are Lokin Olav, and here we'll see that the Gemara answers this question in a fascinating way by explaining that there is a distinction between Chametz and Todah, in that Rabbi Yochanan's ruling by Chametz, because Chametz is an Isser, it's an intrinsic prohibition, it's more logical to cause a problem when a Korban Pesach is being brought, because Chametz is intrinsically a problem. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is more logical that it creates a problem even if it's not in close proximity, because Chametz is intrinsically Osir. Whereas, by the Korban Todah, where these loaves are not yet bound to the Korban, Reish Lakish's opinion is more logical that they have to be in close proximity to the Korban in order to get their status. Again, Chametz has its status either way. So Rabbi Yochanan's ruling is more logical. It doesn't have to be here. But by Korban Todah, the bread does not have its status yet. And therefore, Reish Lakish's opinion is more logical that it has to be in close proximity. And therefore, we would need to know, to be told, that Rabbi Yochanan stands his ground, so to speak, even by a Korban Todah, and still insists that it doesn't have to be in such close proximity, and that Reish Lakish stands his ground even by Chametz, even though it's intrinsically prohibited, he still stands his ground and says that it has to be in close proximity, otherwise there is no violation of the biblical law to prohibiting us to bring the Korban Pesach together with Chametz. Amri, the Gemara says, La'olam ba'al basamach kamifligi. They're definitely arguing on this fundamental point of how to define the word al. Does it mean next to or not? Utsricha. But there's need to tell me the machlokes, both in the case of Todah and in the case of Chametz at the time of Korban Pesach. Di'i ifligu le'inyan Chametz, because if we only argued by the case of Chametz, hava amina bi'ahu hu dika'oma Rabbi Yochanan la ba'inyan al basamach, that's where Rabbi Yochanan says you don't need to be next to Mishum de Iserhu, because Chametz is intrinsically prohibited. V'chalecha de Isei, wherever it is, it's prohibited. You don't need to change its status, and therefore it exists, even if it's not close. Aval inyan mekadish lechem, lo kadish ala befnim, but I would think that in order to sanctify the bread, it only works if it's near. Ema modula li Rav Shimon ben Lakish, I would think that he agrees to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, to ba'inan al basamach, that you need next to. Di'isa gavoi kaddish, only if it's over here, then it becomes kaddish, ilo lo kaddish, but if it's not here, it does not become kaddish. Mida dahave akli shores, just like the way other kaddishim work, tzricha. So I need to know that Rabbi Yochanan states his din, even by Todah. V'yash me'inan l'inyan mekaddish lechem, and if I was only told the rule by Todah, by sanctifying the bread, I would think that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says that it needs to be close to Isa Gavai Kaddish Vilolo Kaddish, because you're actually sanctifying the bread, so it needs to be in close proximity. But I would think that by chametz, at the time of Korban Pesach, he would agree to Rabbi Yechanan that doesn't have to be close. Di'isurahu, because chametz is intrinsically prohibited, v'chalhecha di'isei isei, and wherever it is. Tzricha, so I need them both. Fascinating kasha. The kasha is basically like elementary. Of course, that's what Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish are arguing, and the Gemara has to explain why I would have thought that Rabbi Yechanan would only say his ruling by chametz, and Reish Lakish would only be saying his ruling by toda, and we needed to say both cases to see that they truly argue in the definition of al and carry that ruling forth, both in the case of chametz and in the case of toda. Yeshikoach, have a great day.